nation. This episode of Mike Crispy Unafraid, Biden's new executive order revealing his true plans for November. We're going to talk about the day that Biden showed up to work, a rare, rare occasion, and what he actually did. It was unbelievable. Additionally, North Korea and Russia making an alliance for nuclear war. Going to get into that. And we also have special guests joining us to talk about the newest domestic extremist group labeled by the left. I want to welcome everybody into this very special Wednesday edition of the show today. It is June 19th, and I need you to help us get this party started by rumbling this video. You guys know to do that. That is the thumbs up on the browser, is the thumbs up on the mobile app. You click it, you hit it, you tap it, you share this, and you get us to the top of the Rumble leaderboard because it is the only place that we belong. So we got a big program for you today. I'm ready. Producer Frankie's ready. Oh, you better be too. And let's go. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. It is Wednesday. It is June 19th, and I am joined in studio by the one and only. He is the most bass producer in the game. You know, yesterday it was 98 degrees in New York, and he said, "I'm hotter than the sun right now." So I'm going to wear a shirt of the same color. Look at producer Frankie. He's on fire. He's got the sun-colored shirt. I got the seersucker for the 100-degree weather. We are ready to go today. Frankie, how you doing?
I'm great, and you know, I'll be honest, the audience likes the yellow. They like the yellow. I also like my beer, so I got my beer shirt on. But hey, great to be here. I tell you, sometimes, it's not every time, but sometimes there's just something in the air, you know, when you're just ready to go, and I'm ready to go.
Yes, yes, ready to go today. I think what's in the air that Frankie's referring to is Pride Month. No, I'm just kidding. No. But it is funny right now, as the country continues to have mounting issues, okay, some of which has to do with the heat, more on that in a minute. And it's not what you think, climate change lobby. But as the country continues to have mounting issues, as the situation becomes more dire, as people are literally saying the phrase time and time again, more and more than ever, I can't wait until November 5th. November 5th cannot come soon enough. The Biden regime is doubling down on things that just aren't going to help everyday Americans. They're doubling down on almost a mockery exercise of people. As people continue to struggle at record levels, as inflation pops up, as people are living paycheck to paycheck, as the situation of foreign countries becomes more dire, the Biden regime is almost putting out videos on their social media accounts that look like parody. Okay, if it was Saturday Night Live, imitating the way that the White House right now acts in this cartoonish fashion to pander to very certain finite interest groups and to ignore the mass, okay, population of people, they couldn't put out a better video than what Kamala Harris put out yesterday of what she was up to at the White House. Frankie, roll this.
Just so you know, know, we're gonna fight every urge not to open drawers, but it's in our DNA.
See, there's John Lewis. Yeah. So there we are on the Edmund Pettus Bridge down.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Honey, I'm here. Madam Vice President.
Oh, interesting. You know what's amazing about that is that the person doing the captions wrote, Madam President. Were they trying to tell us something there, right? There's a vice president, Madam President. And, you know, I mean, everybody could totally relate as they're struggling right now to, you know, even put air conditioners on in their homes. They could totally relate to some 6'5" bearded man in a dress having a little heart-to-heart with Kamala Harris. Of course, Kamala Harris throws in the, oh, look, here we are at the Edmund Pettus Bridge. Kamala Harris didn't identify as a black woman until about 3.9 years ago, but now all of a sudden, that's the first thing she says when she sees the cast of Queer Eyes, okay? So as people in this country are struggling, and as the poll numbers reflect that they're rejecting Bidenomics and the Biden-Harris regime policy, as they're rejecting it outright, you would think that they would wake up and say, we got to get our priorities straight. You would think that something like what you're about to see here would be an alarm bell, a wake-up call. They would have their little war room session, and they would say, maybe we shouldn't be having the cast of Queer Eye in here with the 6'5" guy in the dress, okay, and doing things to help illegals. More on that in a minute. Maybe we should focus, because stories like this are going to lead to a landslide defeat for Biden. You'd think they would think that if they actually cared, right? Frankie, roll this.
A new study out this month warning air conditioning costs this summer will hit a 10-year high, $719, as Americans try to keep homes cool amid severe, prolonged heat waves. Yep, Pittsburgh dad Sean Malloy says his electric bill soars $150 in the summer.
Yeah, whenever the heat goes, the skyrocket.
Is it tough on the budget?
Yes, it is.
Hey, listen, black voter, just so you know, Donald Trump is very racist. How? Well, he's just so evil, and he's a dictator, and he's racist. Yeah, but my electric bill is $150 more now than it ever was, and I can't put the air conditioner. I got to make a decision between feeding my family dinner, okay, this month, or having cool air. No, but Trump is racist. Don't you understand? And we're going to give you reparations when? After we get done handing out the $10,000 prepaid debit cards to the illegals. After we get done overtaking the urban area middle school gymnasiums, kicking the kids out, okay, no gym time, not even time in the classroom now. They cut down the classroom schedule so they could put the migrants in, you know, their bedding in their living quarters. No, after we get done with making all of them citizens, then we're going to give you your reparations and your cost-lowering measures, black male voter. Keep supporting us. We promise we're going to make it up to you. Haven't done it in the last 40 years, but we promise we're right about to do good things for you. Just vote for us one more time, says the Klansman sympathizer Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, the token Indian, now self-identifying black woman. But like I said, it seems like the Biden regime right now is fully intent on doing everything they can to piss off voters, okay? It's not like they're trying to win over the hearts and minds of people in the black community that they're losing right now in record droves. I mean, we showed you on the show yesterday on CNN, Biden has shed black male voters by the tune of like 45%. He's down 45%. And the overall black population is going to Trump in record numbers. You'd think stories like that would be the reason. You think that they would see that and then go, there's something we need to do about this. You think they see rank and file people all over the country rejecting Biden, Trump up in Minnesota, Trump up in New Hampshire, Trump up in Virginia, Trump closing in New Jersey. You would think they would say, we gotta maybe do something about this for the people. Hey, Mr. President, there's a bad rap out there that you care too much about the illegal immigrants and not enough about the people in this country. That could be a problem at the ballot box in November. That's what you would think Joe Biden's advisors would be saying to him, or I guess trying to say to him very carefully, right? I mean, it would probably take 45 minutes to explain that concept, right, Frankie, with the way that Joe Biden's mental state is deteriorating.
Easily.
But you'd probably say that's what they would be explaining to him right now. But if any indicator of what's going on behind the scenes is apparent to us, it's abundantly clear that they're not saying that to him behind the scenes. It's actually abundantly clear that they're literally saying the opposite. They're literally, for some reason, we don't know why, we have our theories, but they're saying, Mr. President, you need to double down on the illegals. It's like, it's actually, again, it's like parody. It's Saturday Night Live. Oh, wait, hey, Mr. President, you need to double down on the illegals. Yeah, but we're shedding the vote, you know, left and right, every single demographic. No, 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 but you need to double down on it. How are we going to do that? Are we just going to, you know, we are just going to open the border? No, no, no. Let's do something for married illegal couples. Yeah. So as people can't heat their homes, as people can't put the air condition on, as people can't feed their families, as there's instability growing all around the world, Biden's advisors had him roll out this disgraceful executive order that was on full display for the world yesterday. Frankie, roll this.
The second action I'm announcing today was about keeping families together. My dad used to have an expression. He said, Joey, family's about the beginning, middle, and the end, about keeping couples together who are married, where one spouse is a U.S. citizen, the other is undocumented. They've been living in the United States for at least 10 years. These couples have been raising families, sending their kids to church and school, paying taxes.
Oh, paying taxes.
Contributing to our country.
Interesting.
For 10 years or more.
How's that work?
In fact, the average time they've spent here is 23 years, the people we're affecting today. But living in the United States all this time with fear and uncertainty, we can fix that. And that's what I'm going to do today. Fix it.
He already forgot what he said.
Here's the point. It doesn't require any fundamental change in our immigration law. There's already a system in place for people we're talking about today. But the process is cumbersome, risky, and it separates families. Under the current process, undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens must go back to their home country, for example, to Mexico, for example, fill out paperwork and obtain long-term legal status. They have to leave their families in America with no assurance that they'll be allowed back in the United States. So they stay in America, but in the shadows, living in constant fear of deportation without the ability to live.
All right, all right. So, Frankie, what Talk percentage of people you think in this country fit that description? What percentage you think? I think maybe like 1/10 of 1%. Like,
yes.
Think about it legitimately for a minute.
Certainly
somebody,
under
okay,
one.
Legitimate situation. a married couple, one legal, one illegal. What percentage of the U.S. population is that? I'd bargain it's less than 1% of the population. Okay. Now, what do you think this is going to do? Okay, this is going to create a bastardization of the system, the likes of which we haven't seen since Biden said people can claim asylum because their lives are in danger. It's the next level of the bastardization of the process. This is what the Democrats are doing. They said, oh, you know, these people are seeking asylum and fleeing oppression. We have proven week after week on the show that is not true. They know the laws, the NGOs, fund them to come up. The people get to the border. They know what to say. They got the nice script from the lawyer. They read it. And then they can claim asylum and bastardize our system. Biden essentially is now making it easier for people to bastardize the system on yet another level. Now it is anybody can essentially claim that they're married to an illegal and now they'll be able to stay. Think about that for a minute. If Biden's saying, if what he's saying is true, they've been living in the shadows. Okay, wink, wink, nod, nod. Quote unquote. And so therefore, we're now going to give them a legal path. So did they get married legally on documentation? How's that work exactly? How does that work? Are they married legally? I guess not, because they've been living in the shadows. How's that going to work? So if they've been living in the shadows, they're not married legally on paper, what mechanism of enforcement and understanding do we have to even know that they're married in the first place? The answer is, I guess, it's the honor system, just like the asylum process. Oh, look, they're actually married. So what do you think is going to happen? It's obvious what's going to happen. There's going to be a 1,000% spike in people who claim they're married to a legal citizen as an illegal coming in, and they're going to get paid on the back burner for it. Obviously, it is such a joke. It is such a joke. But Trump had a great response to it yesterday in Wisconsin. Here it is. Frankie Rowland.
Joe Biden wants to be the president for illegal aliens, but I will be the president for law-abiding Americans, every background, every walk of life, every race, religion, color, and creed. I'll be the president.
Trump, 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 Trump. every single person in the country can get down with that, okay? And you know what that is? It is that I want to be the president for American citizens, not for illegals. A pretty amazing, obvious thing to say. Trump saying that, okay, as Joe Biden flounders and tells the people in the White House, giving him the phony standing ovation, Oh, yes. You're taking care of the people who are going to get you elected. How's that work exactly? People who he's appealing to apparently can't vote. So why is he making an appeal to them so strongly? He's trying to tug on the heartstrings like he has the whole time. Oh, it's family separation. The phony narrative with the kids in cages. Remember, who built the cages, Joe? But I'm telling you guys, this is just the start of what Biden wants to do now through November. He wants to bring in more people. Just listen to Jean Pierre, White House press secretary, saying just that. In the wake of all this, she then said, oh, no, they're not even done yet. They're just getting started. Roll, Frank.
Does the White House feel that it is that President Biden has exhausted everything that he can do on this matter by executive order?
Yeah. I mean, but look, you see the president making announcement. He's going to make an announcement today. He took an executive action a couple weeks ago. We continue to say we're going to look to see what else we can do. And this is what he's, you know, directed his team to do, right? Is to look at ways that we can deal with this broken immigration system. But this is piecemeal, right?
They're going to continue looking at ways. So again, it's not even like they're acknowledging the reality of what's going on. Oh, we're going to look to ways, like we're going to do this, but we're also going to do this for the people, and we're going to do this, and we want to curb the immigration. We understand this problem. Zero acknowledgement of a problem. Just a room of clapping seals who are going along with the importation of the third world into this country. What is going to happen as a result of this executive order? It is going to be more profit for the cartel. It is going to be more enrichment for criminals. It is going to be a further bastardization of our system. You can put this on screen, Frankie. Okay, this headline here we have. People trafficker is secretly filmed boasting he could smuggle migrants from Vietnam to Britain in 7 days with $20,000 for the journey, including a canoe crossing from France because it's safer than a shipping container. The human smugglers, okay, are making tons of money. And the next level of this now are people in the country claiming that they're married to an illegal. Now, according to this executive order, they can't be separated. They can stay, they can get their pathway, they could get into the system, they can allegedly pay taxes, they're not going to pay any taxes. They're going to more claim welfare benefits. They get more welfare benefits handed out. Like, then they're going to get them on the path to becoming voters. And they're going to say, oh, no, but they're actually married. But by what authority? They were living in the shadows. They couldn't get married legally. It is such a joke. All this is going to do is empower and enrich the human smuggling, money, influence, trade, cartel business. It is an utter disgrace. They are basically saying, in the midst of Biden's poll numbers going through the floor, again, worst ever, we still don't care. We are tripling down on our strategy to appeal to the illegals. Makes you wonder what their actual ulterior motive really is. I think we might have an idea by now. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
Oh, man, the one time I don't lock that front door, I got a FedEx guy next to me in the middle of the show. I'm like, whoa, what are you doing here?
Unbelievable. Liberal FedEx drive. No, I'm kidding. I don't know anything about FedEx. But all right, guys, listen, I want to thank you all for tuning in. I want to thank you guys for supporting us today. And please do me all a favor and rumble this video if you haven't already done it. Share this stream out. Get us to the top of the charts. You guys know how to do it. We appreciate everybody sharing this video and helping us, okay, have another amazing, amazing episode today. I want to thank you guys for also supporting our sponsors who make this possible. And the first sponsor of our show today are our friends on over at Genesis Gold Group. Guys, head over to goldwithcrispy.com right now. That is goldwithcrispy.com right now. And check out our friends at Genesis Gold Group. Listen, you guys see what they're doing right now with the paper dollar, the U.S. dollar. They are manipulating the value of it in real time. It is an utter disgrace what they're doing. And you know that at this point is intentional. They want to tank the value of the U.S. dollar. And the question is, how do you hedge against that? How do you combat the hidden tax right now that's occurring? The hidden tax very much is them devaluing the dollar in real time. Well, the way you combat against that is investing in gold and silver, okay? It has always been a reliable store of value through time, and gold and silver is now hitting 10-year highs. So guys, get in touch with our friends at Genesis Gold Group. That is goldwithcrispy.com. It's a website, goldwithcrispy.com. Just go there right now and fill out the form on the site, and a member of the amazing team will get in touch with you today. These are faith-based patriots, okay? And you know they are the best people in the business because the great Mike Lindell has put his name on Genesis Gold Group as a partner, okay, as the spokesperson for that incredible organization. He can partner with anybody. He chooses to partner with Genesis Gold Group. So guys, if you've been considering investing in gold, or if you just want like some physical gold and silver, right? The Prepper Bar. We showed it to you last week on the show. I have it. It's amazing. It fit right there. So if you want like small amounts of it, guys, goldwithcrispy.com. Fill out the form. Get in touch with them. They will be happy to help you. Great people. Let's go. All right. And now a word from our next sponsor of the show today. And our next sponsor are our friends and over at Done With Debt. Guys, listen, they're called debt traps. And if you don't get out from under them now, the debt trap will consume you whole. It's not fully your fault. You didn't have the credit card companies jack up the interest rates. You didn't create all this rampant inflation. It is a problem that millions of Americans are facing right now. But Done With Debt are the debt relief specialists. They strategize with you. They work in a consultative fashion to help you alleviate your problems. They stand between you and your bill collectors. And then they devise a comprehensive and consultative roadmap to get you out from the situation that you're in. However, a lot of these things going on right now are time sensitive, right? A lot of the solutions that they have offering to you are time sensitive. So you need to get in touch with them right now. I am talking like today. Okay, so get in touch with them right now. DoneWithDebt.com is the website. DoneWithDebt.com is the website. And tell them LFATV sent you, okay? Tell them LFATV sent you. Wonderful. All right, Frankie, how we doing?
We're doing fantastic. And I did notice we had an early comment by Kelly T, 1988. She says, I find it interesting that Trump said the same thing Frankie said yesterday about the videos making Biden look better, that they say are fake. LOL. I wonder if Trump is watching our show. I don't know. Maybe.
He might. I mean, everyone knows. Listen, it's a bold statement to say, but I think I can confidently say it. Donald J. Trump is a Mike Crispy fan. I mean, can we say that? I mean, can we confidently say Donald J. Trump is a Mike Crispy fan? I mean, I think it's we could say that, like, definitively. So listen, I'm very appreciative of everybody for tuning in today. Let's get some chats going on. Let's see what we got. We got Sissy Butt in the chat. Anybody go to the Philly rally? I will not be going to the Trump Philadelphia rally, but I got a lot of friends who are going to be going. A lot of South Jersey Patriots are going to be making their way there. So if you're going to the Trump Philly rally, drop a line below. That is going to be big time, big time, big time, big time. So make sure you are giving us updates on the Trump Philly rally. If you're going to be there, drop some comments, send me some notes, DM me on Instagram, at me on X. Okay. All my social medias are Mike Crispy NJ. I'm on Facebook again. Now we've been unbanned. Facebook.com/Mike Crispy NJ. You will find me. Okay. Let's see what else we got. MAGA took over the RNC. Now MAGA needs to take over the GOP. Listen, MAGA did take over the RNC. That is the first step. You guys know yours truly is going to be at the RNC convention, and we're going to be taking over that convention. I got some very exciting announcements to come on what's going to be happening at the RNC and yours truly's involvement in a lot of the things. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Alex Ann, great to see you. This kind of crap has been going on for years. Illegally marry an American citizen, and then they can stay. They made a movie about it. That is 100% true. It's been going on. They're making it easier right now. You're absolutely right. Okay, Vintage Lugal from Bergen County, great to see you. We got a lot of New Jersey people in the house today. Ms. Twinkle Toes says you need a birth certificate to get married. That's actually very true. So these people aren't getting legally married. It's an utter joke. It's a executive order to create more chaos in the system, as we said right there. It is disgusting what these people are doing. Lulu Red said, what was the executive order? I missed it. You can actually scroll back in real time and watch the show on the delay. You can just go to the Rumble, move the cursor, boom, and you can see my cunning live analysis of it happening. Amazing. Lulu Red, we appreciate you. Great. Thank you for tuning in. Jersey Jane in the house. We got a lot of New Jersey today. We got Oregon in the house, of course. We love our Oregon. We got Virginia in the house. We got people from all over the place. We got Morris County, New Jersey. We got so much New Jersey, okay, in the house. That's pretty amazing. Veronica says, I love this show. Well, we love you, Veronica. We do. And we're so grateful for everybody tuning in today. Again, make sure you guys are rumbling and make sure you guys are sharing. And we appreciate everybody. CQ says cheap fakes. Guys, cheap fakes. It's like, why are they saying cheap fakes? Like, the term is not cheap fakes. It's deep fakes. Why do they say cheap fakes? Like, I'd imagine it's because they're
not deep fakes and they need some sort of term. This is Nazi propaganda. North Korea, because it's more embarrassing. Yeah. Nazis were pretty good at it.
It's their propaganda.
Right.
Their propaganda is cheap fakes. Now, they can't say deep fake because that'd be factually inaccurate. But if they say cheap fake, then they'll, like, get away with it, I guess. Okay. Frankie, let's roll right back on into it.
Let's roll. We're on in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispierre. We are coming live from New York. It is June 19th. I'm with producer Frankie, and, you know, obviously we've been talking about right now the absolute abhorrent, prioritizations of the Biden regime right now as we are on the brink of many simultaneous problems in this country that are in some ways irreversible. Migrants flooding across the southern border, simultaneous world wars about to break out, rampant inflation. But hold on a minute. Back on the topic of the simultaneous world wars. They continue to tell you this interesting juxtaposition out there in the press. We need to fund Ukraine in perpetuity against the big bad Russians. That's what they say. And then on the flip side, they say, well, what we're doing isn't that bad because even though we're authorizing Ukraine to do strikes within Russia with our equipment that we pay for, which could really be looked at as a direct escalation, getting us into a world war, it's not a big deal because Russia is just, as John McCain, as Dan Crenshaw, as Lindsey Graham would say, a gas station with nukes. Is that what they say? Gas station?
Oh, yeah.
Or they say a gas station with nukes?
Yeah.
That's what they say. They say a poor country, a stupid country, not a sophisticated country, gas station with nukes. Therefore, we can really do whatever we want, I guess, because they have no sophistication beyond the nukes and the gas. Yes. Now, they bombed their own pipeline, allegedly, because Putin was such a crazy man. But then they told you that we can strike within Russia, and that's going to be okay because Putin's not crazy enough to then launch a strike on the United States in retaliation. Hold on a minute. If the guy's literally a psychopathic third world dictator like he's portrayed in the press, then you would think at the very least we would do a peace through strength exercise and we would stick to our original commitments of when we give Ukraine the aid, I don't know, do what we said we would do and make sure it is used for defensive purposes only. That was the start of it. But just like everything in the government, it is what we call the slippery slope. It is moving the Overton window, moving the goalposts. And of course, the number one thing in politics that you guys have seen for the last 20, 30, 40 years when it comes to foreign policy is lying, okay? Lying. Weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Russia is, you know, not really a threat, so then we can do whatever we want, but we're not going to attack them simultaneously. We're just going to let Ukraine defend himself. All of these ridiculous foreign policy back and forth you continue to see. But Vladimir Putin, over the last 48 hours, has been meeting with Kim Jong-un of North Korea. I think this should be a pause for concern for everybody who, I don't know, doesn't want to get nuked. Frankie, roll this.
Russia and North Korea have been linked by strong friendship and close neighborly relations for many decades. We highly appreciate your consistent and unchanging support of the Russian policies, including in the Ukrainian direction, meaning our fight against the imperialist hegemonistic policies of the U.S. and its satellites against the Russian Federation.
Oh, no.
The relationship between our two countries is at the highest point, even incomparable to relations between the DPRK and Soviet Union. And I think the comrade president's visit to Pyongyang will provide an opportunity to solidify the foundation of the fiery friendship between our people.
Okay, this is great. This is exactly how they drew it up, right? So as President Trump was forging peace with North Korea and with Russia simultaneously, keeping them apart, Biden's inadequacy and his tough talk has led to Russia and North Korea, okay, two nuclear-armed countries, to team up. Oh, they're just a gas station with nukes, no big deal. Okay, so now we got two countries that have nukes. okay, talking about how bad the United States is, talking about how their relationship has never been stronger. So what happens if we keep striking within the borders of Russia like we're doing right now, meaning we're authorizing Ukraine to do with our military equipment? Now, the question is, how is that happening? Like, do the Ukrainians know how to use our F-16s and our fighter jets? No, so USA troops are directly involved in it. What happens if they just act as crazy as we say North Korea and Russia is? What, you know, Biden and the Democrats and a lot of Republicans go, North Korea and Russia, they're crazy. Their leaders are crazy. They can do anything at any time. They're crazy. So if they're really as crazy as we say, and they're now teamed up, and we're authorizing strikes in Russia, do they want us to be in a nuclear war? I like the world a lot better when President Trump was meeting with each one of these leaders individually and maintaining peace. Oh, but Mike, Trump was just doing it for show. He likes to make friends with other strongmen. Who cares? If your family's not nuked and your daughter's not being drafted into the military to go to the front lines of the deserts of Pyongyang, I think we can call it a win. I'm pretty sure all you can ask for out of any president, this is a little like level set here. All you can ask for a commander in chief, for a president, is in the 4 years in which they preside over the globe, not to have a war. No troops die. People are not drafted against their will into the military. People are not dying senselessly. People are not in harm's way in the country. Is that too much to ask for? Apparently it is. Apparently now it's too much to ask for our daughters not to be drafted into the military. Here's what's going on right now. Holly slams social experiment, military drafting women. Leave our daughters alone. The military right now is in such a recruiting shortfall that not only are they, right, Frankie, they are now making it mandatory. So every time somebody signs up for a driver's license now, they are automatically enrolled. Is that right,
18
Frankie?
To 26. Yeah, you're automatically enrolled for like a future draft. It basically gets rid of all the legal jargon out of the way. So then if, you know, at the point where they would need a draft, everyone's already good to go. No legislation needed. Oh, no.
Yeah. So if you got a kid 18 to 26, congratulations. We're provoking these foreign nuclear armed countries. 1 minute they're no threat. 1 minute they're the worst threat in the world. 1 minute they're crazy and irrational. The next minute we're going to strike within their borders, but no big deal. It doesn't even make sense. Guys, the foreign policy is not that complicated. Go to these people and make peace with them. Because again, America has just as much military capability as anybody else. So it's like, just go make peace, do what Trump did. He literally gave us the roadmap. Oh, he was just meeting with Kim Jong-un for show to pad his own ego. Who cares? Your daughters weren't getting drafted. We weren't having to think about getting bombed with a nuke every other day. Yes, Frankie.
Yeah, it's just like, let's maybe stop invading foreign lands, right? Oh, no. Keep doing that. We'll just send everyone to war. Oh, no, wait, but don't you have drones that can literally take out countries like in a button? You know, why do we even need troops at this point? It's like your technology is getting so good. What is like, yeah, what are we going here?
Yeah. So what they do then is they recruit women now, daughters being drafted into the military. How about this? And Frankie said this, every single person who self-identifies as a man, okay? Every tranny that self-identifies as a man goes to the front lines first, okay? You want to be a man? There you go. Go to the front lines. And then, okay, you can maybe sign up the women.
Seems,
how about that, Liz?
No,
they would never do that. Because they're sacred cows, okay? The LGBT alphabet mafia. No, you can't put them on the front lines. They'll be medically exempt. They'll be treated, you know, in pristine ways in every other fashion, but not for that. It's disgusting. Trump is surging right now in the wake of this. Again, nobody supports this absolute nonsense. Nobody supports this garbage. This is President Trump's crowd in the Midwest. Everyone wants the Trump foreign policy back. Rally after rally. The press won't show it to you. Here it is. Frankie, roll this. Every day. Oh, but those are just, you know, the crowd. Those are the Trump people. And those are the people who are dedicated to Trump. Listen, it was 100 degrees yesterday in Wisconsin. They were all there. They were there at 100-degree Las Vegas. They're coming out in droves. They want the Trump foreign policy back. It's a joke. And the media is melting down as a result of this. Remember they ran that story last week, Frankie? Remember they ran that story last week where they were like, Trump makes fans wait in the 100-degree yeah. weather for rally. Yeah. Horrible.
He's got a gun to their head.
And everyone's like, I mean, yeah, yeah. They wanted to be there. They were there. Okay, they were there. They were at the rally. And now it's Trump's fault that they came early because they're enthusiastically supporting him because they just want world peace back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now they're resorting to this.
And they'll never show, at basically almost every rally, Trump's always like, oh, like, it looks like, you know, these people have been waiting a long time. It's very hot out. Like, can we get a doctor? Just make sure she's got water. He's got water. Looks like he might be, you know, a little tired. He's like, incredible human being. And it's just devil.
But he's literally Hitler, they say, right? There's a billboard right now in South Florida. It's Fidel Castro and Trump and says, you don't vote for American dictator. It's like, nobody, it's like, really? You're going to keep running that? You're going to keep doing that? Like, the Democrat playbook is so unoriginal. You're going to keep doing the scare tactics you ran in 2016 that failed. And then 2020, again, that failed. And then you're going to trot out these fact checkers, okay? They take the biggest geeks you can find, and then they just do this hysterical fact-checking exercise. Again, it's like, this is giving me 2016 vibes on CNN. Oh, what do we do? What do we do? We can't stop him. He's keep gaining in support. Maybe we could tell Biden, you know, not to draft the daughters into the military, not to provoke foreign war, not to give the illegals new pathways to citizenship. No. Let's just give them more geeks, okay? Like this guy, Daniel Dale, whatever his name is. Let's just give them more fact-checking. Yeah, listen to them breaking down in real time. Roll, Frankie.
Tonight. Daniel, take it away.
He said there was world peace in 2020. There was very much not. He said he won Wisconsin in 2020. He lost. He said the Democrats rigged the 2020 election. A lie. He said people around President Biden cheat on elections. No. He said people's votes tend to disappear. They simply do not. He said 107,000 people attended his recent rally in New Jersey. That's at least tens of thousands too high. He said he saved Kenosha, Wisconsin in 2020 during rioting when the Democratic governor wouldn't act to intervene. In fact, that governor deployed the National Guard before Trump told him to. Trump said cocaine was found at the White House about a month ago. That was actually about 11 months ago. He said it was hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of cocaine. It was a little bag, maybe generously in the hundreds of dollars worth. He said Biden orchestrated his New York criminal trial. Zero evidence of that. He said Biden was also behind all of his cases, including civil trials. Baseless again. He said Biden wandered off at the G7 and didn't know where he was. No, Biden was briefly chatting with a skydiver who had landed.
Okay. All right. So it's like, yes, have some elitist geek, okay, go and rattle off the litany and just, you know, nod and clap in agreement, okay, like a sheep. That's what they're doing. They have nothing original. They have nothing original to run on. Oh, Trump said the cocaine was found in the White House. That was fact check, beep, 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 11 months ago, not last month. Yeah, okay, you stupid robot. It's such a joke. They are breaking down. They have no narrative. Trump is surging. They're trotting out the 2016 strategy. And then, by the way, about the thing about the Paris trooper, okay, this is what sparked this whole cheap fakes narrative, okay? They don't call it deep fakes, okay, because that would be a lie. But they call it cheap fakes. And we showed you Kim Jong-un meeting with Vladimir Putin earlier in the segment here. And I keep saying over the last couple of weeks is like the press coverage of Biden as he's deteriorating, like the North Korean state press should take notes from it. Because at this point, it's like they're doing a really amazing job of twisting the truth for the third world dictator, Joe Biden. But it's amazing. CBS News continues to top themselves. This is last night. Them debunking, okay, the Joe Biden parachute wander away video. Look at this segment and the way that they say it was altered. What was altered? This is hilarious. Roll, Frankie.
You've probably heard of deep fakes, but just last week, as President Biden was at the G7 summit in Italy, cheap fake clips went viral on social media and were picked up by some news outlets. Take a look at this clip, for example. It shows Biden and other world leaders watching a skydiving demonstration before the president is seen walking away and looking in another direction. Outlets claimed that He was sort of just aimlessly wandering away. The clip amassed millions of views within just a few hours, when actually he, if you widen out, you can see that he was talking to one of the members of the military that was participating.
Yeah, duh. And you know, it's funny, Frankie, they literally go digitally altered video in the corner of that screen. It's, where's the digital alteration? How's it digitally altered? It's like, so that's literally what it was. They said he was saying hi to some other guy. I mean, every other world leader is standing there watching the guy land from the sky. And then Maloney has to go grab him. But that's a digitally altered, cheap fake. That's what they're running with. Yes, right.
Yeah, and just real quick, it's like, you know, if they're going to run down this nonsense, I mean, at least it's, you know, at the very least, it's actually, you know, if she said, oh, you should zoom out and then you'll see the wide. Okay, well, this is your own footage, CBS footage. Okay, so it's CBS's fault. They didn't zoom out. That's fake news. They should have zoomed out, CBS, show where he was going. No, because he was going nowhere.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, and CBS had the shot on what every other single person who was there was looking at. The guy landing from the sky. Like, it's like, oh, the shot is in his wife. Yeah, it's because every single person, including all the other six world leaders in the G7, we're watching the guy land. Hilarious. But like I said, guys, this is desperation time for the Biden regime. And I don't know what the plan is, because they're not interested in stopping these poll numbers. I mean, you talk about the Midwest right now. You talk about what's going on. And these are the latest poll numbers coming out of Iowa. President Trump right now, a state, Iowa, in which he won by 8 points. He is now up 50-32. He's up 22 points in the state of Iowa. And all of the polling trends show that if you're up by that much in Iowa, okay, like this specific poll in Iowa, that you're going to win Wisconsin and you're going to win Michigan, because it is just the ripple of the Rust Belt, right? You're going to win Pennsylvania. If you're winning Iowa by 22, then according to this poll, you're going to win all the other Midwest states. It's unbelievable to me, Frankie, how they don't seem interested in even curbing it when the bleeding continues to go on. Makes me think they're doing as much as they can right now. And then I'm telling you, I still think they're going to replace him at the DNC. It's the only logical conclusion here. It's unbelievable. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We have special guests coming up. Do not go anywhere.
On fire. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. The cheap fakes, Frankie. It's a cheap fake. Anytime I slip up a word, it's a cheap fake. We're just going to make up a term. Cheap fake. So, all right, everybody, want to thank you all for tuning in. Want to thank you for a great audience today. And I want to tell you guys about our next sponsors of this broadcast, and our next sponsor making all this possible are our friends on over at My Patriot Cigars. Listen, everybody, head over to MyPatriotCigars.com right now and use your promo code CRISPY for 25% off. Belated Father's Day gift, perhaps, or it's just summertime grilling, outdoor barbecues. What better way to celebrate the American freedom that we have left than with a beautiful hand-rolled cigar straight from Nicaragua, Nicaraguan tobacco, aged a minimum of 3 years, premium smoke for freedom-loving patriots. You guys have seen Patriot Cigar Company. The great Roger Stone smokes them. The Tate brothers smoke them. Ed Henry, our friend at Newsmax, smokes them. Everybody, and the founder of Patriot Cigar Company, is a man that many of you guys know, Alan Jacoby, okay, hosted the great MAGA Morning Show, and he has promised 5% of all of the profits of the entire business he will personally donate to President Trump's campaign. So, come on. Great gift, great smoke, good times. Patriot Cigar Company, support the show. It's really a win-win-win-win. Go there right now, mypatriotcigars.com. Promo code CRISPY for 25% off your order. Let's go, Frankie. All right. And, guys, make sure you are headed to the LFATV.us website, guys. Consider becoming a monthly donor of LFATV.us. We got a lot of plans coming up from now until Election Day. So make sure if you are considering supporting LFATV, you go to the website right now and become a contributor. We're very appreciative of Jeremy Harrell for all that he's doing in building up this network. And Frankie, too. Frankie's doing a little bit of that building, right, Frankie?
Yeah, I try. You are.
So, all right. Yes. So, all right, guys. Very appreciative. We got a great audience today. Very, very grateful for it. Make sure you guys are rumbling and sharing this stream out. It's Wednesday, little midweek action. And, I mean, what's Biden going to do next? People are asking the question in the chats. Let's see what we got. T.D. Hodges, great to see you. Sly, I want a Yankee holiday for all the Yankees that freed the slaves. You know what? I agree. How about that? How about a holiday just for people who live in New York and New Jersey? You can call it Crispy Day. How about that? So wonderful. Sharon Jovan, great to see you. Sissy Mouse, Alex Ann. Okay, Dawn B. Lawson, great to see all of you today. We got Wisconsin in the house, okay? We got Wisconsin. How was the rally? Did you go to the rally yesterday? Amazing audience today. Very appreciative of everybody tuning in. So, all right, Frankie, I think we can roll right back into it. Great segment coming up.
Rolling on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Now, you guys have heard the term domestic extremist get thrown around a lot. Domestic extremist, somebody who was peacefully assembling at the Capitol on January 6th. Domestic extremist, somebody who shows up to a school board meeting to talk about their kids. Domestic extremist, used for almost every single interpretation of somebody who supports, you know, basic principles that this country abided by up until, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years ago. It's amazing how the left has contorted that narrative. It's amazing how people like Rosie O'Donnell and her ilk are not considered the domestic extremists when this is what Rosie O'Donnell has to say for herself. Think about kids right now. What's the worst form of extremism? Going after kids. Rosie O'Donnell had this to say yesterday. What's going on right now in society? Roll it.
Their gender, well, she said, they said to me, Mommy, there are some kids in my class who don't even know their gender. So like an idiot, I say, tell them next time they're in the bathtub to look down. If it's a hot dog, they're a boy. And if it's not, they're a girl.
Which
then she says, they say, Mommy, that's their sex. That's binary. Mm. I'm talking about their gender. And gender is infinite. Gender is infinite. Where does a 10-year-old get those words?
Do you have any idea?
I have no idea.
I mean, what? What is going on right now when Rosie O'Donnell, okay, has had enough? Gender is infinite. Where do they get those words? You know where they get those words? They get those words in the left-wing curriculums, in the school system, in so many states across this country. And if you go to a school board meeting, you've probably heard these stories of parents showing up and literally doing nothing more than reading the excerpts of the books that are in the school library, and then the school board freaks out, the mayor goes after them, and then the Democrat groups, of course, label these parents domestic extremists. Now, some of you guys know about the group Moms for Liberty. Some of you guys may not. But if you don't, very special guest for you today to introduce you guys, good friend who is really doing amazing work with Moms for Liberty in my home state of New Jersey, Kristen Kobo joins us. Kristen, so you guys, Moms for Liberty, you don't look like a domestic terrorist, but they call you a domestic terrorist. Just talk a little bit about your activism in the state, what you've seen in the New Jersey school system, and how you and other great moms, many of which I know from being out about New Jersey politics, landed this label of being terrorists.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mike. So at Moms for Liberty, we're moms, we're dads, we're grandparents, anybody willing to stand up in the protection of children. We are dedicated to fighting for the survival of America by empowering and educating these parents to stand up against the government overreach. And you talked about it, you said it. The government overreach is them going into our schools and moving sex ed down to kindergarten, talking about gender ideology with five-year-olds. They don't have their place in the world yet. They don't understand themselves and how they relate to others yet. And you're now going to plant these dangerous ideologies in their mind. You know, I got more heavily involved with Moms for Liberty when they started saying they were going to teach in New Jersey kids in fourth grade how to masturbate. And I said, not my kids.
Unbelievable. And so let me ask you this. So they call you the extremist. They call anybody who agrees with them, that would be myself also, an extremist, a domestic extremist, whatever you have you. Why do you think that these administrators and these, you know, people who somehow got this authority to, you know, make the curriculum for our kids, why do you think they're pushing this? Everyone wants to know, like, why are they putting these perverse, disgusting things in the curriculum? Are these mentally ill people? Like, why do you think they're doing it? How did they get to the place of power where they could do this? What do you make of it?
Well, that's a $1 million question. I think that the reality is they're trying to separate the children from the parents. And the easiest way to do that is to confuse them and talk about ideologies that are very opposite to what parents are teaching at home. And parents really have the right to direct the upbringing of their children, the moral, they have the right. And they're coming in and confusing them. And we're saying, hold on, knowledge is power. The reason they're labeling us a hate group and domestic terrorists is to try to discredit us. Well, guess what? I'm a mental health professional. I specialize in children and families. I've been in this game for a long time. And I know that what they're doing is very dangerous. They're leading kids down a false road that can only end in sadness and despair. So we're standing up and yeah. we're saying, this is what you need to do. We're giving parents a voice, and we're not going to be afraid. We're not going to back down. This is just a fear tactic to try to get people to not associate with Moms for Liberty. You know, they call us the book banners. This is not banning books.
Yeah, the book banners. Well, that's exactly what I wanted to ask you about, the book banning. You continue to see it. And it's not just like, you know, some of these local politicians. These are people who are like in line for the presidency saying it. Gavin Newsom often refers to it. Joe Biden, these people, they say the term book banning. So when they say the term book banning, okay, do you think that they know what's going on and they're in on it, and that's what they've been coached to say to kind of like, you know, absolutely. Subvert the public, you know, knowledge of what's really going on? They keep saying book banning, but you guys only want to ban books that, I guess, I don't know, have disgusting sexual content in it. Do you think this ruse will continue on, or do you think moms are waking up enough? Like, a lot of people, I guess, didn't even know what their kids were learning in school a couple years ago. Now, do you think that it's getting to a point where people hear the term book banning and they're like, okay, that's BS? Or do you still think that people like Gavin Newsom are going to get away with it?
I think that people following Gavin Newsom probably just feed into that false rhetoric. We're not book banning. We're limiting the uneducational content in schools. So pornography should not be in schools. We should make sure that kids are safe going to school to get an education and learn to read, which we know is... most kids in America are not reading on grade level. So let's focus on educating students. Yeah. We are making progress. This is not banning, as you said. We are fighting right now at the state level in New Jersey because there is a bill right now called the Freedom to Read. And basically, they're violating the New Jersey obscenity statute for minors by sharing this graphically sexual material with children. These books teach kids how to take topless selfies, how to go on Grindr, a sex app. How to do right. I mean, the list goes on. So we're fighting to make sure that this material isn't available to kids in schools. You want to buy it for your kids at Barnes & Noble? Have at it. You want to go to Amazon? That's your right. But we're saying that in school, now, material should not be available.
Now, in any other world, these people would be considered pedophiles who push this, and they would get arrested. There's a clip, I think it was from a couple of years ago, and it was from a mayor in Ohio. It's like random, I remember this. And he said to the school board, like, you resign immediately, you stop pushing this, otherwise you're going to get arrested. Why don't the authorities step in and say, you guys are literally perverts? I mean, what you're doing is illegal. It's against the law. Is there any check and balance on this legally? I mean, this is literal exploitation of minors. They should be on sex offender registry lists for doing this. Is there any law enforcement recourse, you think, in a red state or a blue state like New Jersey? Has that ever been discussed? I mean, what do you think about that?
Yeah, so that's where we're working hard in our blue state of New Jersey to really appeal to the legislators. We're working hard down in Trenton, rallying against these bills. This bill, the Freedom to Read bill, may or may not be heard in front of the Senate Education Committee tomorrow. But this bill grants librarians and school staff immunity, criminal and civil immunity, to the New Jersey obscenity statute. We need parents to stand up with us. And we will help you find your voice and talk to the people that are in the position to make these laws. And if they're not going to listen, we'll vote them out, just like we did at the grassroots level in school boards.
Wow. So in other words, they want to give pedophiles immunity, and they want to literally pass that through legislator. People vote for these legislators. And right now, their focus is granting immunity. So they know it's perverse. They know it's sexually disgusting, okay, illegal content. but they know that, and so they want to grant them immunity so they can't be charged under this obscenity statute, which I think tells us everything we need to know, Kristen, is that they know what they're doing is wrong, but they're pushing it for an ulterior. Frank, you got something to say?
You know, it's funny. I don't usually, I don't usually jump in during a guest interview, but I just, you know, you mentioned that, and it blows my mind, but if that gets passed, I mean, every pedophile in the world is just going to be a librarian. You know what I mean? I mean, it gives such a a room for that. It's just insanity.
Right. And this there's so many blanket statements. Wonderful teachers that work with us. We have teachers in Moms for Liberty, but they have to remain silent. You know, they can't come out public. They'd get crucified. But we have so many great educators that stand with us. But we, you know, there's those few that, you know, one bad apple spoils a bunch. We need to protect our children. We need to know that our children are going to go to school and be learning to read and write, not learning gender ideology and looking at porn in the library and learning about how to engage in activism.
It's unbelievable. It really is. And it's amazing. The worst part about all this, and I know New Jersey, is that most of the kids can't even read or write at grade level anymore. We dump more money than ever into the school system. And then the New Jersey Education Association literally pushes on this perverse, disgusting content. And then the state legislators are going to protect them legally so they can't be charged as pedophiles. And then they call you and me the domestic extremists. What an absolute joke. Kristen, where can people go to get involved? Really quick, where can people go to get involved in Moms for Liberty if they want to get involved in it, chapters, et cetera, around the country? Just quickly plug that.
MomsForLiberty.org. Search chapters in your state. We have 9 active chapters right now in New Jersey. You could also reach out to me. I'm on X at Kobo Kristen or on Instagram at Kristen_Kobo.
Amazing, amazing. Moms for Liberty doing amazing work. Listen, if they're domestic extremists, well then sign me up. Me and Frank here, domestic extremists too. Kristen, thank you for joining us. We're going to have you back on to follow on and see what happens with that bill. Unbelievable. Thank you guys. Kristen Kobo. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to wrap up the show. Do not go anywhere.
That is wild.
Whoa. That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable. That is unbelievable. Great, great, great by her. Actually, I've known Kristen for a while. She really does amazing work. She's been just, these people do it for their kids, right? They're not doing it, you know, for any type of political power or anything like that. They're not trying to make a buck. They're not playing the political game like Gavin Newsom is by enabling pedophiles. They do it because they love the country and they just want their kids to learn normal stuff. Well, but they're the extremists. Listen, everybody, thank you all for tuning in. Appreciate you guys and love you all very much. Want to thank you all for tuning in. And Frankie, I think we're good to go.
Let's rock.
I think we're actually good with everything, and I think we can just roll right back in and wrap the show, guys. Make sure you rumble, make sure you share, make sure you are subscribed.
I love it. We are on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. What an episode it has been. Thank you to Kristen Kobo for joining us. This was a wild segment. To end the show today, I just want to leave you guys with a thought. You guys know that during President Trump's trials, okay, all of the trials and tribulations, his indictments, one of the main things that he has argued for is that he should be getting a venue change, meaning that there cannot be a fair trial in a heavily predominant Democrat district. The people will not be able to give a fair jury ruling. President Trump has argued that at every single step of the way. They've said changing venue is very difficult. Changing venue is a high standard. We can't change the venue. It's what they said time and time again. They said it with Roger Stone. They said it with President Trump. They say it with everybody, really. Steve Bannon, everybody. Can't change the venue. Now, President Trump was charged for January 6th in Washington, D.C. Ashley Babbitt, wanted to maintain the venue of where her case was, and somehow they do the reverse osmosis and they move the venue into Washington, D.C. So it goes to show you the blatant corruption of what's going on. Biden's DOJ won the bid to move Ashley Babbitt's wrongful death suit from her hometown of San Diego to Washington, D.C. This is unprecedented in the legal world. Very hard to do the venue change. She, in a wrongful death suit, going ahead in San Diego, the Biden regime, the DOJ, knows everything that we know that they don't say out loud, that they are throwing it all to the D.C. courts because it's all preordained, and they want to do that to damper the chances of Ashley Babbitt and there being justice for what was obviously a disgraceful, wrongful death. Unbelievable. All right, guys, that's final time that we have on the show today. You guys know what we do in this program. We keep it America first. We keep it bold. We always keep it on a frame. You better believe we're just getting started. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you back live tomorrow.